Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you have been listening already, thank you especially for that. And you're not going to be disappointed because Mike Stewart is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Mike is an international speaker. He's one of the top professional sales trainers in the world. He's the president of Stewart and Stewart Incorporated. He's the author of Close More Sales. And if I want to get better at selling, I think about Mike. I call on Mike. And that's what we're going to talk about today. And he wants to talk about discovery is the heart of the sale. Mike, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. And now we're not going to look for the kidney of the sale or the pancreas of the sale
or the liver
of the sale. We're going to look for the heart of the sale, right?
You're exactly right.
All right.
And we're not going to look for the brain of the sale either, although that comes into play, you know.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Now you say discovery. We're not saying discovering the heart of the sale. You're saying discovery is the heart of the sale.
Yes, discovery is the heart of the sale because that's where the sale turns. A discovery is helping your customer find out, as well as you find out, what their primary objective is, what their primary benefit is. I also call that the keystone of the sale. And the keystone, as you know, and your audience knows, is the stone that's in the middle. It's an architectural keystone, is the stone in the middle of an arch that holds everything else together.
Mm-hmm.
And once you've discovered that, then you know what keeps everything together and what everything turns on.
Is that one little element? Is it a series of elements that come together? Is it an overall feeling that they have about you? Or could it be all those things?
It could be all of those things. You never know what it is. And it could be one thing, and often it is one thing that everything else is really turning on. Now, you've got to deal with the other elements that come into play there. But what's the one thing? And, you know, in my business, often it's hiring salespeople who will go out, get out of their comfort zone, and go out and apply what they already know, and that's how to sell. But they can't do that if they're stuck in the office instead of in the field, if they're on the computer instead of on the phone, you know, if they're making excuses instead of making calls.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's often the keystone that I get to work around. I don't have to. That's what I'm trying to find. What's motivating the sales manager or the entrepreneur to talk with me and to work with me and to take advantage of the services that we offer?
It seems to me that there are two issues here, Mike, and you tell me if I'm wrong about this. One of them is what you said. Well, what you said was obviously you got to go. You can't sell if you're not in front of a customer or if you're not engaging the customer in some way.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
I mean, now, not that you can't. I mean, not that they can't buy. I mean, you know, people can wander in and buy from you, but that doesn't take any talent. So if you're going to actually get someone to see it your way, to do business with you, and to forsake all others, you have to actually engage them in some way. But the other issue is this, Mike, that you and I both know a lot of people who do that. They get up off of their backside and they go out into the marketplace, but the customer is singing their keystone. They're singing their little discovery that's the heart of the sale. They're singing it like a little canary, and here's old tin-eared Blasingame or whoever sitting there, and it goes right over their head. It's a total flyby.
You know, you're right, and Jim, I love to talk with you because you use expressions that I'm just not familiar with.
Yeah.
But that's true, and you know, that's true, and we do miss buying signals, and we do miss the message constantly. But in many cases, we've got to be the one that prompt that customer to sing. We've got to be the one to get the customer to talking about what their needs are, and that's what discovery is all about. And that's asking the right questions and following up with probes. And when I say asking the right questions, the open-ended questions.
Right.
And
non-directive probes that have the interrogatives in front of them: who, what, when, where, how, and why.
Right.
All those things.
Yeah. And the first who, what, let's see, who, what, when, how often, those are content questions.
Right. Those will not get you yes or no answers. Those are the ones that people have to actually give you some information. They can't just say yes or no. And when we come back, we're going to talk some more about the discovery of the heart of the sale and how you can get it. And when someone says it to you, what does it sound like? And how do you pick up on it and close the sale? It's Tony Till. We'll be right back. Mike Stewart and I will be right back after these messages. Here's Lindsey Buckingham to take us out. Williams, ladies and gentlemen, with the Platters. Mike Stewart doesn't remember that group, I'm sure. Right, Mike?
No, I think he does. Actually, do you?
Oh, yeah, of course I do. Yeah, Mike Stewart, ladies and gentlemen, and I are, I think Mike's a lot younger than me, but he probably remembers his older brothers and sisters playing that music. Anyway, Mike's the author of Close More Sales. We're talking about discovery is the heart of the sale. Mike, give us your website, please.
It is Stewart, S-T-E-W-A-R-T, Stewart Sales. Dynamics.com.
StewartSalesDynamics.com. Check it out.
Yep.
And tell us what you do for your clients.
We work with companies that want to hire and develop high performance sales teams, Jim, and we help them do just that.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart, we're talking about the heart of the sale here, but the essence of the sale is developing new business. And mm-hmm. many sales organizations aren't focused on that. I mean, that's why they're there. And so many companies are suffering because their sales organizations are primarily high-profile customer service organizations. And they do a great job of servicing existing business, but they don't sell new business.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where our focus is.
Well, and you know, Mike, the where I think when you and I were coming up as young pups, you could sort of tell your salespeople, this is what we have to sell. Go put it in people's hands. Go get other people to buy it.
Mm-hmm.
We could get away with that. But I don't think that, I know that doesn't work in the 21st century because not too many people we call on don't have something that we sell or couldn't get it 6 weeks from Sunday if we never came by. So they've got what we need. They've got availability of whatever it is we sell. And so today, I mean, the reason I think your message today is so important and what you do is so critical, I think it's a very 21st century message because what you've got to do, folks, is not go sell what you have to sell, but go find what people need and get them that.
You're exactly right.
And once you find what they need, don't deliver what they need because that's a commodity. Find out how they want what they need.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the customization, isn't it, Mike?
Well, it is. And we say that selling is not about salespeople and their products. It's about customers and their problems.
Say that again, please.
Yeah,
this is going to be on the test, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay. Selling is not about salespeople and their products. Selling is about customers and their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And that is really, that goes to the heart of the sale.
Mm-hmm. Every customer you ever will call on and sit in front of or call on the phone or whatever, every one of them, when they listen to you, when they look at you, when they hold what you sent them, when they read the email you sent them, every one of them has a burning little, annoying little challenge that's always sitting right there on their shoulder, don't they?
Amen. And that's where the heart of the sale is. You know, and one of the best questions you can ask is, well, so tell me, what's the biggest problem you're having in this area?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you'll let them, they'll take you. If you'll do a good job of just asking questions and listening and keeping them talking. And they'll take you to the heart of the sale. They'll take you to that keystone, that thing that's really the problem. People in business make buying decisions in order to solve a problem. And whatever that problem is, that thing that's nagging at them, that thing that's keeping them awake at night, that thing that they wake up and it causes their stomach to burn in some cases, you know, they want to solve that problem. And so when you know what's keeping people awake at night and what they're worrying about, then you're getting really close to the heart of the sale, because if they either buy to prevent a problem or to make a problem go away. And the job of the salesperson in discovery is to get them thinking and talking about what that problem is. And once you get there, then you understand why they're going to make the buying decision and what their passion is and what their motive is for buying. Not only the express need, what they need, but their manifest need, what is going to make them feel good and relieved and think they've made the right decision when they buy your product.
Mike, if people will go into a call, a sales call, make a phone call, however you're touching the customer or prospect, if you go into it with that attitude, folks, your life will get a lot easier. Your success will come and play in your backyard. Mike, to me, the key and the thing that's helped me over the years is to not go in thinking about what I do and what I have to sell, but and to completely be prepared. When you said a minute ago about it, finding out what's on their mind, what's bugging them, what's bothering them, all that, to be completely prepared that what the answer that you get is going to lead you to go back out the door real quickly. Be prepared, in my mind, Mike, to do that. I'll give you an example. What I've done is I've gone in and done what you said and found out that the worst thing in the world I could do right now to absolutely ensure, or the thing that I could do to ensure that they'd never do business with me, would be to stay any longer. I mean, if this guy's up to his ears in alligators, and I can't, and I don't have any way of helping him with those alligators right now, I've actually said, you know what? I think the best thing I could do to help you would be to come back another day.
Oh yeah, but when I thought where you were going was that when they said, let me tell you what my problem is. I can't stop this turnover. You know, I've got my
right.
Last shift, you know, it's always short. I've got turnover there, and I just don't know how to deal with
it. And if you, you know, once you find out, if you can make a connection, let's talk about that when we come back. But it might be that you say, after you discover all that, that you say, you know what, I need to come back next week. And they'll appreciate that. 10 Till, we'll be right back with Mike Stewart after these messages. Stay with us. A little bit of Stones for you. Welcome back. I'm Jim Blasingame. It's 7 Till. Mike Stewart is our guest. He's the author of Close More Sales. And give us your website again, Mike.
It is Stewart Sales Dynamics, Stewart Sales Dynamics.com.
And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and you can find lots of archives of past interviews that Mike and I have done on salesmanship, and I hope you'll check that out and go to both of our websites and use them to your advantage, because Mike's is like mine. It's free. You can use it to your advantage. Mike, as we went to the break, I was saying that whenever you really are prepared to use discovery as the heart of the sale, you have to be prepared not to know or not to be able to anticipate what the customer will tell you and what they say to you. What you discover, as you say, what you discover might be 180 degrees, maybe on the other side of the planet from what you want to talk about in order to sell your product. And you've either got to figure out a way to help them with their problem and it be unconnected to your sale, find a way to get that problem back around so that what you have to sell will solve that problem, or get out of their way. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, you know, I do agree, and I think there are two points that come out of there, Jim, that I'd like to comment on. The first one is that you're exactly right. We may find that the prospect's got a problem, or maybe an existing customer got a problem we just can't deal with. And research shows us that one of the most important things to a customer and what they want from salespeople is for the salesperson to be their advocate. And so if you can't supply the answer, then find someone who can.
Mm-hmm.
That, I think, is a point you're making, and that's big in our business.
It's huge.
If someone talks to me and wants me to come do a program for them and a training program, or come speak to their organization, and I'm not the right speaker, then that's the worst thing I could do. But I will find them a speaker, and that's common. In fact, I was on the phone yesterday with someone over in Meridian, Mississippi. It's not right for me to do that program, but
mm-hmm.
I'm connected with some speakers over that way, and we'll find them a speaker.
I do that all the time.
Yeah.
And you know, I've discovered what was going on, as you say, and the person, and I'd say, wait a minute, I know somebody who can help you with that.
Absolutely.
And they say, really? And I say, hand me your phone. And I would literally get on the phone and call them up, and I say, look, I know somebody who's got. I don't tell them who it is. You know, I've got a situation. Is that something you could help them with? Can I tell them to call you?
Yep.
You know, and then I hang up and I say, here's his number.
Right. You know, there's one other point that came out of our discussion, Jim, that I'd like to mention, if that's okay.
Sure.
And that is, so many of us have a pressing need to be prepared in order to make a call. We feel like that the thing that we fear is that we'll be asked a question that we can't answer. And so rather than make the call, we sit around and plan and get ready to make the call, getting ready to get ready, I call it.
We were taught that poor planning is poor preparation leads to poor performance.
Yes, I understand, but you can't be prepared for everything. There's no salesperson on earth, I don't guess, that's ever been asked a question, that's never been asked a question they couldn't answer. Even the top salespeople.
Mm-hmm.
Even
you, Mike?
Oh, even you, Jim. I know that's hard for you. That'd be tough for you. But yeah, absolutely. And it's going to happen, and you can't be totally prepared for that. And you know what? Customers and prospects don't expect miracles. They don't expect you to know everything. It's okay if you don't know.
So
go make the calls, and then you start to learn the things that you're going to need to know and questions that you're going to get. But if you're asked a question that you can't answer, that's okay.
I remember.
Above all, don't let that keep you from making those calls.
That's well said. And, you know, it reminds me when I was learning to fly, I was having trouble with weather reports, you know, and I would hear a weather report and it would scare me. Maybe I shouldn't fly. And my instructor said, what you got to do is you got to get your weather report and go fly it.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go fly that. Report. You got to go fly that weather report.
Right.
And so you can see when you get a report, what it looks like in the air.
That's
what you're talking about. Be prepared, but go fly that preparation.
That's right. But if you're not perfect, it's okay, because you just say, I'll get that answer and get back to you, and that's all right. And, you know, that's what you've said there, Jim, is so important. That's fly the report. That's why pre-hiring assessment of salespeople and good interview process, but especially pre-hiring assessment, is so important.
Well
because
said, Mike.
If you hire somebody that's got problems, at least you know what those problems are and how to work with them.
Well said, Mike. We got to wrap it up because we've run out of time. Thank you for being here. Will you come back another day?
You got it.
You did a good job today, and I appreciate it.
I always appreciate it. Thank
Mike
you.
Stewart, ladies and gentlemen. Close More Sales is his book. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, but don't go away. I'll be back on the other side of the news. Big stuff coming up.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.